Hey devs, I'm Bilal Hamid and welcome back to the fifth part of Programmer's Guide to Internet of Things series. In the very first video, we have talked about Internet of Things. We have also talked about GWP application and Raspberry Pi 3. Then in the second video, we have explored Raspberry Pi 3 chip model B. We have seen what elements are installed on this Raspberry Pi 3 and how it looked like in the second part. Then in the third part, we installed and configured our Raspberry Pi 3 Model B and installed Windows operating system on our Raspberry Pi 3. In the fourth part, which was the last part, we talked about UWP application and we developed a UWP application that will help us in turning on and off the bulbs connected with Raspberry Pi 3. So in this video, we'll debug our application with the help of Visual Studio, a LAN cable and our Raspberry Pi, and we'll see how we can connect our Raspberry Pi 3 and build our application right away from Visual Studio, from our laptop through Raspberry Pi 3.
So guys, this is Raspberry Pi 3 Model B on my desk, and let me introduce few cables which are connected with this Raspberry Pi. So the very first, this black one, is actually power cable, and it is connected right away with my laptop here. And this laptop is helping me in giving power to my Raspberry Pi 3. Then I have a white cable. This is actually a HDMI cable, which is helping me in viewing the display of and the current state of my Raspberry Pi 3 right away on my screen. Then I have another cable, this yellow, and this is pretty much clear that this is a LAN cable, and this LAN cable is actually connected right away to with my laptop right here. And with the help of this LAN cable, I will actually deploy the solution to my Raspberry Pi right away from the Visual Studio. But before doing that, I have some tiny bulbs, and these bulbs will actually get turned on and off with the help of Raspberry Pi. So I have to create a connection of these bulbs, but before that, there are few cables. Let me introduce these cables to you. So here is a switchboard, and this red cable will be connected with the power, and the very first pin on my Raspberry Pi is used for power, and the third one is for giving ground to my switchboard, and this black cable will be used for ground, and other two are for these bulbs. And we can connect them to any pin, but we have developed our application and configured pin 20 and 21. So we will connect these cables here. But before that, I will check if my bulbs are connected and are working or not by connecting them with the power. So the first bulb is working fine. Now let me check the second one. Yes, it is also working fine. So now I will connect the first bulb with pin number 20. And the next one with the pin number 21. So this is the entire connectivity of my Raspberry Pi with the bulbs, with the laptop, and with my external display. So now let's get back to the Visual Studio and see how we can deploy our application right away from this Visual Studio to the screen.
So guys, first of all, what you have to do is that you have to change x86 to ARM devices. That we are telling Visual Studio that we need the package, output package for our ARM devices. All of our mobile phone and Raspberry Pi supports ARM package. So then we have to select remote machine option. If you want to deploy this solution on your mobile phone, then you have to select device. Else, if you are using Raspberry Pi, then you have to select remote machine. Now, then we have to right-click our project and go to properties. In the properties, you have to select the debug option. Here you have to option to select your remote machine. Right now, my Visual Studio have detected that some device is connected via LAN cable with this computer. So it is showing me the name of my device. Else if it is not there, you can just select via find option, and then you have to just click this remote machine. Now Visual Studio will start deploying the application from your computer via LAN cable into Raspberry Pi 3, and you will see the output on your external display. So we have to wait for the output. So don't worry about this remote operation message. It can take a time while deploying to Raspberry Pi 3 because the connectivity is over Ethernet cable. So don't worry about this message, just wait and do not terminate. Here we go. So here is the output of my UWP application on my screen. Let me adjust the brightness. Alright, so both switches are turned off at the moment. Now let's see if our application is working fine or not. It's working perfectly fine. Now let me turn on the second bulb. As you can see, there's an output on the bulbs. So guys, this is how we can develop a small application for a Raspberry Pi 3 Model B quickly with the help of Windows IoT. Hope you have learned a lot in this series. Keep sharing this series and happy coding.